Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. You might notice that our sound quality isn't up to par because, well, Norbert and I are recording this story on our tablets at home. We're sheltering in place because of COVID-19.
Even though you may be nervous about this pandemic, it has a long way to go before reaching modern history's granddaddy of pandemics, the Spanish flu.
It was caused by an H1N1 virus that had jumped from birds to humans, and even though it's called Spanish flu, we really don't know its origin.
The virus was first diagnosed in soldiers whose movements during World War I may have helped spread it. By the end of its run, one-third of Earth's people, or 500 million, had been infected, and 50 million or more died.
The virus targeted children under 5, people between the ages of 15 and 34, and those over 65.
In the U.S., nearly 700,000 people died and dropped the average life expectancy by 12 years.
The flu came in two waves. In the spring of 1918 was a mild version of the virus. However, by that fall, it had mutated and people rapidly fell ill, sometimes dying just hours after developing symptoms. Others died in just 3 to 4 days from a devastating pneumonia.
Using clever medical detective work, scientists recovered the virus to study in the lab, but have not found a single feature to explain its high mortality. We hope today's pandemic will turn out differently.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.